Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us here tonight. Let's get YouTube in here with us. Welcome, YouTube. Good to have you with us tonight. It'll be a special night tonight. As you can see, you got three crosses up here. This will end, decorated the studio really beautifully tonight. Thank you, love. You did a great job. Tonight, we're going to have a special deal. I've been hired at it now for quite a few hours. So Sister Sunday had sent me a link to an Amir Sarfati video where he talks about Jesus, our Passover lamb. And he also has a cedar supper right there where we can watch it and experience with him. So, you know, get your communion elements ready. That's going to be a great night. You're going to truly, truly enjoy this. Amir is a Messianic Jew of the tribe of Judah. He grew up in Israel. He lives on the Sea of Galilee. And at one point, he actually was the last governor of Jericho, captain in the IDF, Israel Defense Force. And he was the one that actually turned Jericho over to Yasser Arafat. And mighty man of God, mighty man of God, understands Israel, Bible prophecy, like few that we know. But, of course, he lived it his whole life. And so he's able to put such an amazing view on it. And so I think you're going to really, really enjoy this tonight. You may have never thought much about all of this, but get your Bible, get a piece of paper and a pen, and we'll get ourselves going here. Wow, I never did a sound check on this. Hold on. There you go. Now, Brother Dan, Sister Sunday, tell me if you guys can, if you got audio here?
Yes, you do.
All right, thank you. All right, well, let's grab our Bibles first, and let's open up to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. And let me grab this link right here and share this. Two of us watching now. Wherever you're watching from, we encourage you to share that with us if you'd like to. And you know, sign in, say hi if you'd like. You don't have to, but it's always joining. Hey, Wayner dude, all the way from Tampa, Florida. Love you, man. It's going to be a great night tonight. Invite all your friends to sit around the cell phone with you, and you're going to enjoy this teaching. You know, I really enjoyed Amir Sarfati's ministry. And when I found out he was the last governor of Jericho and he was a captain in the IDF, it's like, wow, you gain such a greater respect for his life and what God has done with him. And so that's going to be a great time tonight. And we're going to really enjoy this. Now, let's go first to Exodus 12. And we're going to read let's read down to one through 28. So I'm just going to kick this thing right off. Amir's going to be teaching, I'm sure. But I want to read these verses to us and get it fresh in our mind. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive you into our lives tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that all these many years ago, somewhere near 2,000 years ago, at this very moment of the hour of the day, you are beginning that Passover feast at sundown. And then you would go out from there and you would pray the prayers, the shepherd's prayer there in John 17. Go out into the garden, suffer and die for us. And we thank you and we worship you tonight. May the lives of people all over the world be blessed as they join with us tonight. Thank you for Brother Amir. Bless him and his family. May his voice be loud and clear and strong. Loud and clear and strong. And as we go into these final last days, wow, what an amazing time. What an amazing time. In Jesus' mighty name. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the children of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. This is Exodus chapter 12, verse 4. The household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of persons. According to every man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. God has a very distinct plan. 6, Exodus 12, 6, you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread, with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. Verse 10, Exodus 12, 10. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. I'm in Exodus 12, 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, and I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. That's an amazing promise for you and I, that when God sees the blood of Jesus on our lives, he will pass over. He will pass over. And it won't be on you or your family. Put it on the doorpost. Now, you know, go take actual blood and do it, and then people will be freaking out. But we do this by receiving it by faith. And he said, when you put the blood on the houses where you are, well, that's this. It's also this house. You, the temple of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Verse 14, this day shall be to you a memorial. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you'll keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you will remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day till the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. That's a very, very interesting statement from our God. That person shall actually be cut off from Israel. Now, I'm in Exodus chapter 12, and we're reading the foundation verses for the Passover. And then tonight, we're going to be with, oh, Jesus, help me. Hang on just a second. There we go. We're going to be with Brother Amir Sabati and enjoy his teaching on the Passover land and a cedar supper. I'm going to do it right in front of you. It's going to be very, very informative. You're going to enjoy this. I'm in Exodus 12, verse 16. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. The seventh day, there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared for you. So you shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for on the same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. Verse 18, Exodus 12, 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. Remember what Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine, the teaching. Now, verse 21, Exodus 12, 21, Moses called for all the elders of the people and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that's in the basin, strike the lintel, the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord shall pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. And you shall observe these things as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It shall come to pass when you shall come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? That you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. Luke chapter 23. And I'm actually going to change what I said, and let's read verses 1 through 23. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we just read about, drew near, which is called Passover. Chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. He went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray Jesus to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. And you got to think about it. All of this happened absolutely perfectly right in time with the feast and everything. Verse number 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat. So they said to him, where do you want us to prepare? He said to them, behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. And you shall say to the master of the house, teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover and my disciples? Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. There, make ready. So they went and found it just as he said to them. And they prepared the Passover. Verse 14. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles were with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of its fruit, of it, until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Nazareth vow. He took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined. But woe to the man by whom he's betrayed. Then they began to question among themselves, saying, which of them it was who would do this thing. Amen and amen. Here we go. Join with me now. This is Brother Amir Sarfati, and he's going to be talking about Jesus, the Passover Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mess. Hallelujah. Somebody please for me. I will be. Hallelujah. Remember, remember. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
you.
Hello.
Yeah,
Salvation is coming to the Gentiles. Amen. In the book. Amen. Everybody else say shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, all right. What do you think, guys? Well, welcome everybody. I got Audrey and Dan with me still here. Not sure how many of you are on YouTube. Four people are watching right now. That's cool. Make sure you click the like button. And make sure you subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you can be with us every time we come together. Now, are you ready? Let's receive communion. Did any of you get any of those items and start eating that supper with him? I tried, but we didn't have too many bitter herbs. We had a hot pepper, and I got some onions, and what else did I put? Oh, I put some carrots in there. And, that's right. I think it's... it's very, very informational and very inspirational, I would probably be the word, to see just exactly. This is the first time I've ever seen it that I know of. Maybe I have when I was a kid or something, but My mom and dad did a lot of different things, but it's wonderful. Well, here we go. Get your communion elements ready. We'll receive communion, and we'll be finished for this evening. Remember, it's the time in Jesus' life where he is going out into the garden. Once the Passover meal is finished, he goes out into the garden to pray, and then they come and arrest him. Now, let's receive our communion elements together. I think I'm just going to stay right here in Luke chapter 23, and we'll read it out of here tonight. Make sure you got your cup. Make sure you got your cup. Make sure I got my cup here. Tonight. Get you some bread. I think, Sister Leanne, that we need to have a cedar supper every year. And in remembrance of what he does, I like how he this was a shadow of what is to come. And you never seek the shadow. You seek the force, the power, the being that's casting the shadow. Be close enough to the shadow. You stay in the shade. Here we go. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And we'll run down through 22. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles were with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And you think about Jesus had, you know, probably 30 Passovers that he remembered. And, but he had spent all his time with his disciples. And so he was wanting this special time with them. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And of course, you and I know that as the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll be doing that. You know, that's partially of what our 7 years in heaven are all about during the 7 years of tribulation on the earth. And so I really like those crosses, man. That's really pretty. Didn't she do a good job? She has such a wonderful eye for that. I have a wonderful eye to see it. 17. Then he took the cup. He gave thanks and he said, take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. That's a Nazirite vow. Don't drink anything of the fruit of the vine. Don't eat any grapes from the seed to the skin. 19. He took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. Truly, the Son of Man goes as has been determined. The woe to the man to whom he is betrayed. Now, if you're new to us tonight, we receive communion every night right here at one point. Let me say it differently. We have received communion almost every night. There's been a few times we haven't, and there's a few people that would be very, very specific sticklers on you missed one night. So anyways, and we do it by assignment. Early on when we began to broadcast, like the Holy Spirit said, I want you to do it every evening. And at the beginning, during the pandemic, when everybody was locked up, we actually received communion twice every night because we had people on the East Coast that had to go to bed. They were essential workers and was working. So they wanted to take communion. And then people on the West Coast, they were coming in 3 hours later, so they'd take communion at the end with us. And it was a great, great time. I don't know if anybody can say that about the pandemic, but it was a great time. And thank you for everybody that was with us. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation so that everybody's right with God. Remember verse 27 says, he who takes of the cup unworthily drinks to himself damnation. Now, you don't have to be worried about that verse as long as you're born again. If you take of the cup unworthily, you will drink damnation. But what makes you worthy is that you say, Jesus, I truly need your help. And you search for him every day. And that's what makes you worthy. There's nothing else that can make you worthy. Nothing. Jesus' blood and his righteousness, all that makes you worthy. Jesus is, he's no respecter of person, but he is a respecter of faith, because he said there's those that, some had no faith, some had little faith, some had mountain moving faith, some had great faith. And Jesus said, I've never seen faith like that in the whole world, to about the Syrophoenician woman. Canaanite woman, that they would be considered a dog. He said, I've not seen faith like this in all of Israel. That's pretty big faith. Pray this prayer of salvation with me right here on the screen. Those of you that's with me online, you're welcome to turn your mics on and pray with me. It's always good. So it makes it feel like church. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. Thank you, Jesus. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. And I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Well, welcome to the family. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is what just happened to you. Your darkness turned to light, your fear turned to faith, your sin turned to righteousness, your shame turned to honor. And God said, I delight in restoring the years that the locust have eaten. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, all that amazing awareness of God on the inside of you, whether it's light or peace or hope or joy, maybe you're overcome with emotion and you're actually crying tears running down. It's okay. Some people call it hot heat. I saw one old boy. He got born again. He's like, hot dog. He didn't know what else to say. He just yelled, hot dog. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It was awesome to him. And thank God that you're with us. Now, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell join with us on a regular basis, you can be a part of this program with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Sitting still this long is, here we go. Hold your items up and pray this with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your body broken, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. And my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body now. From your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your broken body now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive his body broken. Just pause. We lift our hands. We say, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You did it all for me. And now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Pray with me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin in remission. My life. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. I love it. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over, cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. And you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, the Bible says they sang a song, went out. So let's sing a hymn. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing for sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to your name, glory to your name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Wow, just like that, here comes another song. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Good song. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Well, there you go. What a night. I think that was a great night. Brother Amir is just so filled with the word of God and filled with Israel. I think it's amazing. He's from there. He lives right on the Sea of Galilee. Wouldn't that be a place to live? My goodness. When Jesus comes back, that's where I want to be assigned. Almost said something dumb, but I sure didn't say it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, remember this. I'm going to read Job again to you in my closing verses tonight. Sister Phyllis, we miss you. We don't know where you are, but may God bless you. We know you'll watch a little bit later. So may God bless you. Bless your family. Job 33. For God may speak to man in one way or in another. God may be speaking to you. And yet man doesn't perceive what it is he's saying. Verse 15. In a dream. In a vision of the night. When deep sleep falls upon men. While they're slumbering on their beds. Then he, God, he's already opened your eyes because you saw a dream. He now opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. If you belong to me in any way, you're connected to me in any way, God's already sealed your instruction inside of you. Stop resisting. You just lost it. In order to turn man from his deed, that would be your sinful ways. Conceal pride from man, because pride keeps from receiving Jesus and his life from perishing by the sword. Thank you, Lord. Verse 25. His flesh shall be like a young child. I like that. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God and he will delight in him. He shall see his faith with joy, for he, God, restores to man this righteousness. Hold your hands up and say, I received my 100-fold return because I was here preaching the gospel with you, Pastor. In Jesus' mighty name. We beg of you. We beckon you. We call you. We beseech you. Come to Jesus. And till we see you again. This is what we say. Somebody help me. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.